You know, the governor's veto message has, you know, kind of laid out exactly the extent to which this information about tax dollars is hidden from our view. And basically it says, sweeping amounts of information submitted to government agencies by agricultural interests relating to government programs that are not compulsory would be blocked from the public. To illustrate the extreme reach of this bar to disclosure, the government agency receiving the information would be prohibited from sharing the information with employees within the same agency, except under limited circumstances laid out in the legislation. This isn't what we want to do. We don't want to hide data on public funding. Just because it's agriculture, that doesn't make it right.
Because it's agriculture, you know, all the more reason to have the sunshine on it. So this is really limiting the sunshine law and further diminishing what is supposed to be open to the public. And especially when it comes to the public's funds, I think it's really got to be available and open for disclosure. So like you, I am in agreement with the governor and not supportive of this legislation that closes off information.
I absolutely am kind of just, I hate it that we're even thinking about doing this. You know, the senator from Lewis took me aside and he said, well, can I find out how much money you've been paid under Medicaid? And I said, yeah. In fact, I was talking to the senator from St. Charles over there. And he pointed out that you can go online and find out how much either one of us. In fact, any physician in the United States, you can look online and find out how much money they've received under Medicaid. But now we're going to hide all of this information that different farmers are being paid under various programs just because they're farmers. I mean, I've sat here and I've made arguments about multiple bills, you know, that regarding agriculture, and each time we've just gone ahead and overridden these vetoes. And now here's another one. And I just am really hoping that my colleagues see the folly of this.
Right. It's kind of interesting. So when you are a doctor who accepts Medicaid patients, right, you have the right to voluntarily say, yes, I am allowing Medicaid.
It's a voluntary program.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, like, forced to do it.
Right. And some of the rationale, if I'm remembering correctly, behind this bill was, well, these farmers or farm operations are voluntarily participating. They're not forced to. So since they're voluntary, we are going to preclude that information from becoming public. As a doctor, as a physician, you are voluntarily accepting Medicaid patients whose bills are paid from the state Medicaid or Mo Health Net Fund, and yet you just told me your information is out there published online about how much money you receive through that program.
You know, there's a fear that spawned this law, and that is that if you let people know what's going on, they might do something to you know, put a roadblock in the way of them doing something nefarious. They don't want anybody looking over their shoulder. They don't want them knowing. And some of these operations, they might be family farms, but they might be concentrated animal feeding operations.
Right.
And, you know, the public has a right to know where their tax dollars are going. And this is like...
Senator from Boone. That is a terrible way to go out. A terrible way to go out, Senator. Shame on you, sir. Proceed.
Mr. President, what did the Senator from Boone do?
He walked right in front of the Secretary, violating at least a half a dozen rules.
Really? I didn't see
it. It is a shame for such a distinguished Senator to leave in disgrace.
My goodness.
Thanks for
catching
that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks for shining a light on that behavior. Okay, we were talking, I'm sorry, Senator, I'm not sorry, I didn't do anything wrong. Senator, where were you?
Well, it's just that here we are trying to hide information about where taxpayer dollars are going from the taxpayers.
Right.
You know, we should be wanting more sunshine on where taxpayer dollars are going. We shouldn't be hiding the information. And we don't even know the extent of the ramifications of this bill. You know, the governor points out that it stops agencies from even giving the same information to other people in the same government and agency.
Senator from Cole, props are not allowed in the Senate chamber. Please put the mule away. Thank you. Sorry, senators.
Mr. President, what exactly did the senator from Cole do?
He has ascended the dais first without permission. Secondly, he has a prop on his suit jacket.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just want to say, we're trying to have a debate here, you know, about an important issue. So anyway, Senator, what do you think of this?
Well, you know, like you, I believe that taxpayer dollars should be spent in an open and transparent way. You know, these are among the reasons and the things that some people don't trust their government because they don't know what it's doing. So now we're taking a whole category, the largest category of employment in the state, and we're saying we are not going to subject you to scrutiny with how these taxpayer dollars are utilized. We are going to allow you to keep information secret. I don't even understand the ramifications of the internal. This employee can't speak to this employee, or will not know about, or people within the same agency will not know about the information. I wonder what it is that is so nefarious or frightening, or what kind of ramifications it would have if this information, again, paid for on the taxpayer's nickel, what would it possibly disclose that is got to be hidden from the public? So, you know what, you want access to taxpayer dollars, I think you have to be willing to demonstrate how those dollars are being used and what you learn through the usage of those dollars.
Right. Well, Senator, thank you for taking my inquiry. I'm just hoping that we can, you know, convince some other senator to agree that we probably shouldn't be doing this.
I think we have to be very careful about moving forward in this issue. Thank you, Senator.
Ms. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
To inquire the Senator from Barton.
Senator from Barton, do you yield to your colleague from Buchanan?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, do you have any concern here about the information about tax dollars and where they're going being hidden from the view of the taxpayers?
Well, I was waiting for the Senator from Buchanan to give us a little more explanation of exactly what's behind this. I don't remember everything about this legislation. I know it was, I know it would have been debated on the floor, and I was looking for the vote. I think the vote was pretty overwhelming in moving it out of the Senate, so apparently there wasn't a lot of concern, Senator.
I do find it odd that someone
who's interested in hundreds of millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money in terms of Medicaid expansion would be concerned, terribly concerned about something like this. I don't think we're going to get close to approaching that amount of taxpayer dollars. But I am looking forward to the explanation from the Senator from Buchanan so that I can completely remember. I'm sorry. Senator from Lewis. Excuse me, Senator.
Well, you know, it has to do with every voluntary program that has to do with farming. I mean, basically. And the thing is, you know, we talk about how much we need to have oversight and people need to know where their tax dollars are going. And this, to me, illustrates one problem that we have, and that is that the governor puts his reasons in his veto message, and sometimes they're perfectly, absolutely cogent explanations. But we have this sort of unwritten rule that you don't be voting differently than you did during the session unless you make a decision before you hear the debate and go up to the sponsor of the bill and tell the sponsor that you're considering voting differently.
Right.
And so consequently, all of our debate that we have here on the floor is absolutely meaningless because everybody is already locked in. They haven't heard the debate, and they have not gone up to the sponsor of the bill and told them, well, I might not be there for you. And it's a very perverse situation. And I've seen it happen multiple times today already. But, you know, in this case, when we have it that the government agency receiving the information cannot even tell other employees in that same agency the information, that is a problem, and that's what the governor's identified, and it's right. That's exactly true. And I don't know how many millions of dollars of taxpayer funds go through to these programs, but hey, my payment.
Senator from Barry, take the squirrel off of your desk. This,
oh my God.
This example that the senator from Johnson has set that you're trying to follow, I'm warning you now on my last day, it is a dangerous road to go down, sir. Don't do it. Sorry, senators.
Anyway, you know, my payments under the Medicaid program are made public. Why shouldn't the farmers under the CRP or some other voluntary program? Is this any one of those programs? Why shouldn't we know who's receiving that money? I mean, well, we should. And especially if it's a CAFO. And I'm just asking the members to consider this. Do we really want to hide this information? I don't think we do. What do you think?
I think those are reasonable questions to ask, and I do look forward to the senator from Lewis's answers. I think he will address those either at your inquiry or maybe in closing. I do think you're right. We all have a reluctance to change our votes without being able to explain the change in that vote, and I acknowledge that. But I think that's the. I don't think that the debate on this floor is meaningless. I think that we do, by and large, listen to it. We do consider it. And it's important. It's important to us in order to understand what each of these veto override votes means and why we are either in support or in opposition to the override.
Right. Well, thank you for your inquiry, Senator. I'm hoping that you'll inquire of the Senator from Lewis directly anyway. Thank Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan.
Inquire of the Senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield an inquiry?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, you've listened to the debate. Do you see any merit to my concern?
Yeah, I do. More transparency is always better.
But this bill is actually hiding the data for one special interest, and it's an important special interest, but that doesn't make it right. We should not be doing this, Senator. The only way that we're ever going to sustain any veto around here is if everybody thinks about all of the debate arguments before we come into the chamber and goes up to the sponsor of the bill and says, I've got a problem with that. Because if you try to elucidate your concerns during the debate, it's too late. The game is over. Mm-hmm. Everybody has already not said that they're going to consider voting no. And so we're done. Nobody is able to change their vote. And there are things that's happened. You know, we go into our caucus meeting. Not everybody knows all of this information. And it's just a very perverse way that our system is set up here. And can you see that?
You've got some good points there, Senator.
Well, thank you. This is a bill that prevents taxpayers from knowing where their taxpayer dollars are going. And that's perverse. And we should not do what this bill is doing. And I'm a supporter of ag, but I'm not a supporter of ag to the point of doing something like this just because it's ag. Yeah, I love agriculture, but we shouldn't hide all of their taxpayer money that they're receiving. You and I, we get money for under Medicaid, and we don't hide it. So why should we be doing this? We shouldn't. And so thank you for the inquiry. I'm going to be voting no on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Lewis.
I was still standing. I wish I would have. I was ready to explain the bill. I thought he was going to introduce special guests, or I should have interrupted him. But anyway, yes, to explain the bill. What the intent of this bill is to not divulge pertinent personal information, such as your names, your social security numbers, your telephone numbers, your address, or a GPS coordinates of maybe where that project took place. What it's designed to is to get more people interested into doing projects with DNR, Department of Agriculture, to better our environment, to get farmers involved. As far as information released, information from those projects can be released in the aggregate. And as far as information that we cannot find out, I cannot find out if the doctor from Buchanan has had a grievance brought against him unless there's been action taken against him. I cannot find out if my neighbor who is on food stamps, how much money they are getting. The whole idea of this bill is to protect the names, the IDs, the GPS coordinates of those locations. And actually the governor, even though he vetoed this bill, he goes on to say in the newspaper that cybersecurity and protecting people's pertinent information, their personal information, is something that we need to do here in Missouri. So, irregardless of what the senator from Buchanan said, the intent of this bill is totally opposite and not what the governor has put in his letter. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions that pertain to this bill.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion made by the senator from Lewis? Hearing none,
I close.
Senator, you are recognized to close.
I do close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that we override the governor's veto on House Bill 1414. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kehoe, Krause, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster. Votes aye. Senator from Barry. Votes aye. Senator from Johnson. You're not recorded. Senator, how do you vote? Votes aye. Senator from St. Genevieve. You are not. You are recorded as a not recorded. An aye. Any other senators ought to be heard? Senator from Boone, waving a prop. What reason do you rise?
Aye.
Votes aye. Senator from the 9th, how do you vote? Votes no. Senator from Lewis.
All the absentees.
Secretary, please call the absentees.
Chappelle Nadal. Krause.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Senator from the 5th is not recorded. You are not. Senator from the fifth votes aye. By your vote of 23 aye, 7 no, the motion's received the necessary two-thirds majority and is declared passed. Staying on that same order of business, House Bill 1432, Senator from Jefferson.
President, I move that Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 1432 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. This bill states that when a government employee is placed on administrative leave due to misconduct or an investigation of misconduct, a hearing shall be held within 60 days from the date the employee was placed on leave, but shall not be continued past 180. In my district, we had a situation where a school administrator was placed on leave for 5 months without any investigation. That person collected nearly $110,000 on leave. This bill would protect the taxpayers from this type of abuse in the future. Earlier this session, it passed the Senate by a vote of 31-0. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Jefferson County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Here's Senator from Boone. What reason do you rise?
Jefferson County.
Senator, do you accept his inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. You know, having been involved in investigations of both state employees and others, I understand the purpose of this bill, mm-hmm. and I think a solution is needed. The only thing that concerns me about it is that I don't, for not all investigations, does that one size fit all. And that's my only concern with it. I think something is needed by this body and by the General Assembly to define that, but I do have some concerns, I just want to tell you now, with how this is structured with one size fits all.
Well, I can appreciate
but I understand your point.
I think it's a start. And if something
it is. I think it's a start, and I think it could be a little bit better, but okay. I'm probably going to vote no on it.
I appreciate that.
But I wanted you to know, I think it's going in the right direction. It probably just needs to be a little more detailed. Because I think there are some instances where the employee really gets a bad deal from a school district or from somebody else being put on leave. But sometimes also there can be other things where somebody's put on leave intentionally so they can get paid without somebody finding out what happened. And so I think there needs to be a solution. I think this is a start, but I wanted to inquire you about that. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senators are to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Jefferson renews his motion that we override the governor's veto on House Bill 1432. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kehoe, Krause, Libela, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Jefferson.
Please.
Secretary, please call the absentees.
Chappelle Nadal. Nasheed.
Thank you. By your vote of 23 aye, 7 no, the motion's received the necessary two-thirds majority and is declared passed. Staying on that same order of business, House Bill 1870, Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Ms. President. I move that House Bill number 1870 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion. Sorry, Senator, would you like to explain?
I would. Thank you. House Bill 1870 is a big government, get off my back act. This was first passed in 2009. Many of us voted for that. It was renewed in 2011, and this basically extends the bill for 5 years up into the year 2021. What it does, it basically says that businesses must be told about new requirements on their businesses, reduce the cost of small businesses by paying user fees, and it also gives a deduction of qualifying businesses that offer a certain salary and also offer health insurance. There is the component about E-Verify in this. It was added on the floor. It did pass originally in the Senate when it came through here 27-4, and be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Johnson County. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that we override the governor's veto on House Bill 1870. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Oh, sorry, Senator from Webster. Votes no. Senator from Christian, have you voted? Okay. By your vote of 18 aye, 12 no, the motions failed to receive the two-thirds majority and fails. Staying on that same order of business, House Bill 1976, the Senator from Lewis again.
Thank you, Mr. President. I should know this by heart by now. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 1976 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. What this bill does is actually it deals a lot with our tow truck regulations that we had a task force meeting last summer. We heard a lot about the tow truck industry. It put some regulations on them. And the other thing that it does is deals with service contracts. And the service contracts allow for refunds, or if the individual has a claim, the claim would actually could go to the bank too, and it would be much like a lien. If you have a lien on your house and there's something going to it, if you get money coming in, it would go to help pay down on your vehicle. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
I've heard the motion from the senator from Northeast Missouri. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize. Close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that we override the governor's veto on House Bill 1976. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder. Parson. Pierce. Richard. Riddle. Romine. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schatz. Schmidt. Shoup. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson. Whelan.
Senator from Cape, you are not recorded. Votes no. Senator from the 5th, you are not recorded. You are now recorded as an aye. Senator from the 8th, we don't have your vote recorded. He claims to have voted aye. Senator from Lewis. Secretary, please call the absentee.
Chappelle Nadal.
By your vote of 27 aye, 3 no, the motions received the necessary two-thirds majority and is declared passed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I ask that it be read.
Hearing. Secretary, upon receipt, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 7, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 591 and Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 867 when the bills were called by the President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Cole. Is that Secretary? Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, senator recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion that the resolution be adopted. All those in favor of adopting the resolution signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, announcements. We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the body hanging in there today. It's been a long day. I know there's a lot of ups and downs when you come through a veto session, but I appreciate everybody's willingness to kind of engage and work together to try to figure some of these things out. In a few minutes, I am going to make a recess motion until probably about 9 o'clock. There is no need for anybody to stay. You're welcome to stay. We're waiting for a resolution to come over from the House. There will not be any more recorded votes, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I know people travel far and wide. If you need to get home and go to bed, like the senator from Barry County, you're free to leave, but we will be making a recess motion where I will come back and take the resolution in from the House and then adjourn, sine die after that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 8:45 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess until 8:45 this day.
The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is back in session. Senator from Cole.
Of Representatives, I've asked the Secretary if there are messages to read those messages.
There are messages. Secretary, please read the message.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 608, the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding. Also, Mr. President, the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Conference Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 608.
Senator from Cole.
Also.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm instructed by the House Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 656, the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding. Also, the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 656. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 641, the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding. Also, the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Senate Bill 641. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 994, the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding. Also, the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 994. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumbliss, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate of the veto session of the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate of the veto session on the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The ayes have it. Appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole. The motion passes. Senator from Cole. We are adjourned.